Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Will playing Syracuse a third time be a charm? This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Carolina had two tough games with Syracuse during the ACC season, blowing open the first and the second half at Syracuse and hanging on for dear life on senior night on leap year day. So what happens when UNC and the Orange meet in Houston at the Final Four? First, some precedent. Carolina lost two regular season games to Ralph Sampson and Virginia in 1981, and then behind Al Wood's historic 39 points, ran away from the Cavaliers in the national semifinals. Hope that doesn't happen for Syracuse this year. The third game between Carolina and the Cuse is tough to dissect because the first two were so different. At Syracuse, the Tar Heels had an easier time with the orange zone as Bryce Johnson had a career-high 8 assists by easily getting the ball at the high post and feeding cutting Isaiah Hicks and Kennedy Meeks down low. The three bigs combined for 45 points. The team shot 52% from the floor and won by 11 while making only 3 of 16 from the arc. In the rematch at the Smith Center, Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim adjusted his 2-3 zone and kept the Tar Heels from an entry pass at the high post. Johnson had only one assist, and Kennedy Meeks had one. The three bigs combined for 34 points, 9 fewer than at Syracuse. Carolina shot 25 three-pointers, the most ever in a victory under Roy Williams, and made 6, as the team hit only 41% overall. Syracuse shot about the same percentage, but stayed in the game until the final minutes. It was the best loss of the 5 the Orange suffered in their last 6 games before the NCAA tournament. Now, after 4 straight wins, including the amazing comeback against Virginia, they go to Houston playing far better than a 10 seed. How will shooting in the cavernous NRG Dome affect both teams? Marcus Page, who made 2 of 13 in 2 games against Syracuse, says having played against their zone twice will be an advantage. Justin Jackson says the Heels have experienced shooting in a dome already, the Carrier Dome, where the Orange played 17 times this season. I say, let's go inside the zone, not over it. This is Archansky. See ya.